Today, what you need to know to stay safe as hackers begin using media coverage of the coronavirus to lure people into downloading dangerous spyware and malware, and how you can spot the trap before it happens. It's your Tuesday Consumer Tech Update brought to you by T-Mobile. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Visit T-Mobile.com/55 today. Very few legitimate news articles come to us as PDF or MP4 files, which is good. Because if you see a so-called news article in the PDF or MP4 file format, stay away. Hackers and data thieves have begun spreading what appears to be articles, posts, and videos that look just like legitimate news. But if you click and download one of these onto your smartphone, tablet, or computer, a data thief somewhere in the world gains access to all your files and can destroy, block, or copy anything at will. So do not click on PDF or MP4 files promising information about the coronavirus. I'm Kim Komando. Why don't you sign up for my free newsletters? You can Google anything. But to get my trusted advice delivered right to your email, go to komando.com/subscribe.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements. But your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before. And your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.